AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The UN says it's received reports of more than 80 civilians killed by pro-Syrian forces in the final push against rebels in Aleppo. Senior advisor to the UN envoy for Syria, Jan Eglin, says the stories coming out of what was once Syria's largest and most prosperous city are heartbreaking.
We've had reports all night up to this moment from civil society activists, from humanitarian workers, from civilians, that horrible things have happened to the civilian population, that people are under rubble, cannot escape.
Syrian rebels say they have reached a ceasefire with Russia to evacuate civilians and fighters from the city. Russia now says all military operations have ended and the Syrian government is in control. President-elect Donald Trump's choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State could spark a fight in the Senate, with Democrats and some Republicans questioning Tillerson's business relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Emory University political science professor Alan Abramowitz says Trump chose him in part because of his international business experience.
He's had to negotiate with leaders of other countries where ExxonMobil has operations. So he has that kind of international experience. So he knows, a number of world leaders. He certainly knows Putin very well.
Trump also met today with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates.
We had a good conversation about innovation, how it can help in health, education, impact of foreign aid and energy, and wide-ranging conversation about the power of innovation.
Tomorrow, Trump is to meet with a number of other tech figures, including Apple's Tim Cook, Alphabet's Larry Page, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 135. This is AP Radio News. Federal prosecutors continue to present their case in the trial of Dylann Roof, accused of killing 9 black church members during a Bible study at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Meg Kennard reports that a Garmin tech expert has testified data from Roof's car shows he may have scouted the church before the shooting.
He testified that data found on the GPS from Dylann Roof's car showed he had made several trips to Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston before the day of the shooting. Data from the GPS also showed that Roof, as he himself has told officers, spent about an hour at the church, leaving right after the shooting.
Roof, who is white, is being tried on 33 federal charges, including hate crimes. He could get the death penalty if convicted. The Oklahoma Supreme Court throws out a law requiring doctors at abortion clinics to have hospital admission privileges. Court says it creates an undue burden on a woman's access to abortion. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.